Football Friday Night Highlights from week number 4, presented by KNIA and KRLS Radio. The number 2 ranked Pella Little Dutch hosting the Norwalk Warriors on KRLS 2. Andrew Schneider along with Dave Van Gorp.
He's got some space, a burst of speed, he's down to the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20, the 10. Oh my goodness, Noah Klaber.
No,
touchdown, Dutch.
No laundry on the field, great job there. He faked you out, Andrew.
He had me completely fooled and the entire Warrior defense. Noah Klaber with a 59-yard touchdown run. Two running backs in the backfield, that's Murphy and Henry. Snap is to Klaber, handoff is to Henry, who's going to burst over to the right side. He's in the end zone for 6. Touchdown, Dutch.
Again, boy, we are running a lot to our right-hand side. I don't know if we saw something on film or if we saw something in the box, but certainly have been attacking that right-hand side.
Klaberg's got the snap. He's going to give it to Henry again. Why not? It's been working all drive, and he's going to power forward, make a guy miss, and he's in the end zone. Another 6 for the Dutch.
Again, good job up front.
Henry's the tailback. Fake to him. One man's going to get back to him. Klaberg's going to shake off a defender. It's going intended for Warner. It's complete. Touchdown, Dutch. Warner with a great grab on a floater from Klaberg, and the Dutch now take a 4-touchdown lead. So it's 1st and 10, Dutch, Klaberg and company back, pistol formation, Murphy's the setback, he's going to get the running back, he's going to cut back and have a burst of speed up the middle, he's at the 50, the 40, the 30, he is going to go in, 10-5, touchdown, Dutch, there's your dagger.
Final score, Pella 38, Norwalk 14. The Knoxville Panthers versus Carlisle at Kinloch Stadium on 95.3 and 1320 KNIA with Tony Correa and Bill Lee on the call.
Duncan in motion. They'll give him the handoff on the sweep, and he's got some running room. He's to the 40, 50, taking it up the near sideline. He's got one man to beat, 20, little hesitation. He'll take it to the end zone for a touchdown.
That is just what Knoxville needed, getting out early, getting those guys in space that we talked about, you know, before the game, giving him an opportunity to do what he does best. But on the speed.
A 72-yard touchdown run there by Tanner Duncan up the near sidelines. And just like that, Knoxville has gotten themselves back in this game. 2nd down and 10. They'll have a man in motion. It's her pass over the middle is complete to Robinson. Ball is loose, and it's Knoxville football. We'll have to see what the ruling is, but it looks like it's going to be a catch, a fumble, and a big turnover right there on the fumble. He's got speed, and he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Knoxville.
Absolutely phenomenal blocking by our offensive line up front. You can just tell they opened a huge hole there. That line is fired up.
3rd and goal from the 6. 10th play of the drive coming up. Klung hands it off to Duncan. He goes
got
in
it.
For the touchdown. 6-yard run on the sweep to the right. And his 3rd touchdown of the game. 2nd and goal from the 1 for Knoxville. McClung under center, he's going to take it himself, push forward. No signal as of yet, he's in, touchdown. So McClung scores from 1 yard out and finishes off the 8-play, 80-yard drive.
Final score, Carlisle 51, Knoxville 28. The Pella Christian Eagles at Sigourney Kyoto on 92.1 FM KRLS with Corey Hauser and Larry Hessing.
Two wide receivers each side. Eagles spread it out here on 1st and goal from inside the 1. Wickard to his right. Kakarinski hands it off to Wickard up the middle. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. Touchdown, Eagles. Miles Wickard from a half yard, and the Eagles make it a 7-6 ball game. 4 seconds into the second period. There's a direct snap. Streakle. And there's a ball is loose. We'll see who lands on it. I think Pella Christian has it. They say they have it, and they do. Pella Christian recovers the fumble. Finally, a ball bounces the Eagles' way. And a turnover inside the red zone for the Cobras. Each team has now done that once. Kakarinski for the Eagles. He'll roll to the far side. Looks the pass. Looks downfield. Airs it up for Chung Ling. Makes a diving catch. And he somehow hangs on. Are you kidding me? To the 48-yard line. A gain of 24 yards. Levi Chung Ling, a Superman dive. And somehow hangs on to the ball. First down, Eagles. Final play of the half. Looking to pass. This is Grutter. Looks downfield. Got a man wide open. Caught. And 5 touchdowns. Peyton Crawford was wide open. Nobody was covering him. You got to think that the pass was coming. How is he not covered? And the Cobras put up the points before half, 13-6, with an extra point coming. Man in motion, that is Jungling. He hands it off to him, cuts up his corner, inside the 10, the 5, he cuts to the end zone, touchdown. Wow. Levi Jungling, a touchdown and a late hit, two flags come in. It is a touchdown. This is it, right here, 5:24 to play. Gonzalez Christian punch it in, trips to the near side, one, actually empty backfield, two to the far side. Fourth and goal for the 13th, Hack risky to throw. Has got a man jungling, and it's incomplete. Incomplete. No flag down, and the Cobras take over on down. Telechristian comes up empty in the red zone for the second time tonight. Two wide receivers each side. Wicker to the left of Kakarinski. Flag down. He's got a man wide open. This pass is caught for a touchdown, but I believe this is going to get called back.
Well, where's the flag?
Oh, they picked it up. Touchdown, Eagles. Josh Postma gets the touchdown. Touchdown, Telechristian. And now it's 29-27. They have to convert this two-point conversion, or this game is over. Kakarinski trips to the far side, takes the snap, he rolls to that side, puts down field, throws, incomplete, is knocked away, and that's your ball game.
Final score, Sigourney Keota 29, Telechristian 27. The PCM Mustangs hosting the Davis County Mustangs on KNIA 2 with Garrett Canock and Fred Lorenzen.
First and 5. Pitch outside to Marshall. Marshall cuts it back inside. Touchdown, PCM, and a great opening drive for PCM. Ronnie Marshall with a 5-yard scamper in the end zone, and PCM leads 6-0. 4:58 remaining here in the first quarter. Gilman in the shotgun. Toss outside to Marshall. Marshall cuts it back up the field. He gets close to the goal line. And touchdown, Ronnie Marshall punches it in from 4 yards out. And PCM now leads 14-0. And two very nice long drives from the Mustangs.
You bet. Nice run right there by Ronnie. He got hit, looked like about the 2-yard line by a couple of Davis County players, but just went right through him into the end zone.
Hand off to Marshall. Marshall gets outside to the edge, breaks a couple tackles. He gets close to the goal line, and Ronnie Marshall is going to be in for the touchdown. A 10-yard touchdown run by Ronnie Marshall, and PCM answers the last touchdown by Davis County. They lead 21-6, and you got to love the way PCM's moving the football. Pass, 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 and then allow Marshall to take off and get in the end zone. Griner makes the catch and into the end zone. Luke Griner, a 30-yard touchdown for PCM, and Griner ran that post route right down the middle of the field, got behind the secondary, and a great touch pass from Logan Gilman.
Looked like an instant replay of the play they had just a few minutes ago, and this time Logan put it right on the money, and a nice grab by Luke Griner and an easy touchdown for the Mustang.
Now he's got a receiver open, wide open. Luke Griner for the touchdown. And Gilman connects with Luke Griner for 28 yards. And PCM now leads 42-6. And just on the other hash mark, Griner runs right down the field on a go route, gets behind the secondary, and Gilman finds Luke Griner wide open for the 28-yard touchdown.
Final score, PCM 50, Davis County 6. The Pleasantville Trojans at home versus Nottoway Valley on KNIA 3 with Chris Krug and Ed Bull calling all the action.
2:26 and counting, still knotted up at zero apiece. I formation again, near side is going to be a two-receiver set. Here's a good three-step drop, fireball deflected in the air. It is picked out by Pleasantville to the far sideline and dropped there at the 35. Booker Byer on the interception. Pleasantville's in business. Count at 13 turnovers on the season. First of the night here. Long counting snap, takes the snap, five-step drop, going to look downfield, now scrambles to the far sideline, looking, got to get rid of it, does, it's going to be caught, it's time to 40, look out, 35, 30, Josh Luna with 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Trojans! 7 minutes ago, the first half of all game, Pleasantville strikes first. 52. The shotgun set to Adrian, looking to the end zone, going to fire. That ball is going to be underthrown and picked off in the end zone. It was intended for Josh Luna, and that will stall that drive. And that ball looked like it left his hands awkwardly, and that ball was underthrown and picked off by Nottoway Valley with 4 seconds to go. They'll take a knee here, I imagine, and go ahead and go to the locker room, only down by 7. So, I formation set again. Luna to the far sideline. Fouch to the near side. Split out. I formation set. Going to give to Busick. Busick going to plow forward. He is in. Touchdown, Trojans. 4:08 to go. Up now 13-0.
And look at Josh Luna once again coming off the field, jumping up and down. The vocal leader.
So, fourth down coming up here.
We're going to try a long field goal.
And we'll see if, with the wind at his back, first field goal attempt of the year for Scott Van Hollen. He's only missed two PATs this year. He missed one tonight and missed one last week in what was almost a flawless game for Pleasantville on both sides of the ball.
38-yard field goal.
Here's a snap. It's up. Got the distance. Is it good? No good. He missed it to the right. Man, the distance is there, though. And it's no good.
Struck a ball pure there. There was nothing wrong. Just pushed it a little to the right.
Final score, Pleasantville 13, Nottoway Valley 0. Thank you for joining us for the week number 4 Football Friday Night Highlights from KNIA and KRLS Radio.